Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
I'm John Batchelor. This is CBS Eye on the World, and I welcome Josh Rogan to help me with a story about making a legislation in the U.S. Congress right now about China. The story is that there's a bill in the Senate and a bill in the House. Several versions are being passed around. However, will anything move forward, and will it mention, well, get this, will it mention Taiwan as it moves forward? Josh, a very good evening to you. Thank you for this. The Senate legislation is vouchsafed by the Asia czar, Kurt Campbell, at the White House, the Biden administration's man on China. And you include a quote from Kurt Campbell that seems blunt. The period that was broadly described as engagement has come to an end. Okay. So what we have here is the legislation that is meant to chastise, sanction, push back, there are many verbs, against China. However, what is the problem in the Senate? Why the slowdown, Josh? Good evening to you.
Well, good evening, John. You know, it's very popular on both sides of the aisle in Congress these days to be tough on China. It's a very good political message to have. The problem is that when it comes down to actually being tough on China, the two parties are actually quite far apart. And the Senate is not doing a very good job with bipartisan legislation recently, if you might have noticed. And they can't get together on COVID relief. They can't get together on infrastructure. But if they can't get together on this strategic competition with China issue, that's a really bad sign for, you know, the prospects of bipartisanship going forward over the next 2 years. So you have this mammoth bill, which has been moving ever so slowly through Congress. And the Senate's about to vote on it. Next week they will vote on it. And most Republicans actually will vote against it. Nevertheless, it's expected to pass. And both sides will declare victory and say, we have done something to engage the strategic competition with China by funding American research and innovation. This is what Anthony Blinken likes to describe as not trying to slow them down, but we run faster. Now, I'm of the opinion that we should slow them down and run faster, but that's neither here nor there. The problem with the bill is that it doesn't really do much at all, and it's kind of what I call a dog's breakfast, a mishmash of different ideas that don't have a lot of funding. And there is $52 billion for semiconductor manufacturing, which is, you know, I think a good thing and a very popular thing because American car manufacturers are running out of semiconductors and you can't get them. So it's pretty clear we're going to need some of our own semiconductor foundries. Fine, that's one thing. But on the bigger issues, where we go with technological innovation, much less how we confront Chinese economic aggression, military expansion, and interference in free and open societies, there's just no agreement, so it's not really making it into the bill. And then when you get to the House side, which is the next step, that's another mess because you have a bill put forward by our new House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman, Gregory Meeks, which is basically much, much weaker than the bill that his own Democratic colleagues on the Senate side have put forward. And, you know, that raises an obvious question about what's going on inside the Democratic Party on China. And to be honest, it's kind of a mess there, too.
Let's begin with the Senate problem, which is that they have the votes to pass this because the Democrats will follow their leader. Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer is one of the main sponsors. However, I puzzle why the Republicans are hesitant. It is sponsored by Todd Young of Indiana, so there are some Republican votes. What is the objection?
Well, Republicans have long felt that what Schumer was trying to do was to rebrand Democratic domestic spending priorities under the China rubric in order to do the things that he wanted to do anyway. And while those things, like funding the national labs of the National Science Foundation, surely do have an application in the China competition, that's not the same thing as the things that Republicans actually wanted to focus on, which is more defense and foreign policy and national security-related stuff, not the domestic science stuff. Not that they're opposed to that, just that they see that as only one side of the coin. And, you know, so they don't have the power to do their own legislation. So what Todd Young has done is he's kept enough Republicans on side to pass the 60-vote threshold with a mix of incentives and, you know, what amount to basically earmarks. And that's all well and good. So it'll get like 65, 70 votes, maybe. With the majority of the Republican caucus voting against it, which is not a great showing for the biggest strategic competition China bill in legislative history. And then, you know, that's a problem because then when you get over to the House side, even the Democrats and the Republicans don't agree there, and they don't agree with what the Senate is producing. And there's no real understanding of, like, how far are these guys going to go to bat for this thing. You know, Schumer is the Senate majority leader. It's his bill. That means everyone thinks it's going to go through the Senate. But what happens after that? Is he really going to fight with Nancy Pelosi? Is the Biden administration going to weigh in at some point? Or maybe they're just going to drop it and everyone's going to say, hey, we tried our best. And, you know, I guess we'll have to wait for the strategic competition with China bill, you know, in the next Congress. That's a distinct possibility.
Now, here's the biggest puzzle of all. I read it the first time and I thought, am I seeing things? The House version drops several references to Taiwan that were found in the Senate bill. Doesn't include language to counter Chinese Communist Party influence efforts, and doesn't include Senate language calling for a report on the origins of the coronavirus. What? Josh, these are not debatable matters. Taiwan is an ally. The Biden administration and the Trump administration, there didn't seem to be any daylight between them. And the coronavirus, good heavens, Josh, you've written the book about this. What are they anxious about? It's in the stores. They can read it.
Yes. Well, something interesting happened in the House Foreign Affairs Committee. Has a new chairman. His name's Gregory Meeks, and he's not like the old chairman, Elliot Engel, even though they're from the same state. And, you know, Elliot Engel was very clear-eyed about, you know, the need to confront totalitarianism and repression wherever it showed its head. And Gregory Meeks comes from a part of the party that believes that unnecessarily antagonizing China is the way to head down an escalatory path in U.S.-China policy that will lead to some sort of conflict. I happen not to agree with that. I know you don't agree with that, but that's maybe what Gregory Meeks thinks. But just by looking at this bill, they took out the references to Taiwan because they don't want to antagonize Beijing, and they took out the references to the Chinese influence efforts because they don't believe that that's an urgent problem needing to get addressed. And they took out the references to the COVID-19 origins because the House Democratic Caucus won't touch that issue with a 10-foot pole. I mean, we have a select committee in the House for investigating the coronavirus pandemic that is not even dealing with the origins. That's how much the Democrats in the House don't want to talk about the origins of the coronavirus. So when you think about all of that, like, okay, well, those positions I happen to disagree with, but I guess a lot of progressive Democrats hold them. Well, that doesn't spell a lot. That doesn't portend a lot of really good outcomes for the next phase of this massive bill, because it seems like even Democrats in the House and Senate are just not on the same page anymore like they used to be.
The White House, 90 days to the Intelligence Committee. Has that moved anybody about the coronavirus origins? Is that part of the conversation in the House? We have about a minute.
Yeah, the Biden administration and the White House is directing the U.S. government to actually check out the origins of the coronavirus pandemic.
Right, right.
Hallelujah. After 18 months, they decided that this is a thing that is important for our public health and our national security. They're right about that. And that's given cover for a lot of other people to say, hey, maybe this lab leak theory isn't crazy and we need to check it out. Not that we know, but that we need to check it out. But House Democratic leadership has not come around on this issue yet, okay? As far as they're concerned, the progressives that still believe that confronting the CCP makes you a conspiracy theorist or a racist or worse, those people still need to be appeased. So the leadership is caught between its national security-minded members and the reality of the situation on one hand and the progressives and their views on the other hand, and they've elected to do exactly nothing, and that's why we are where we are.
Josh Rogan, Washington Post, CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
There's nothing like sinking into luxury. At washablesofas.com, you'll find the Anabe sofa, which combines ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. And get this, it's the only sofa that's fully machine washable from top to bottom, starting at only $699. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your home. Right now, you can shop up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.